And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's fantastic, phenomenal, always fun, usually somewhat fascinating Friday as we head into the weekend, not being afraid, even if the earth gives way or the mountains fall into the seas, because our help comes from the Lord. First, today, we're filled with excitement as we jump into the book of Jeremiah during one of our four DDDs that we're going to do today. We'll explore four challenges the Lord presents to us on our spiritual journey. The first one revolves around understanding how God blesses people and identifying who receives those blessings. Ooh. Our focus will be on the actively participating in the kingdom mentality that will invite blessings into our lives. We aim to bridge the gap between mere hope and firm belief in the certainty of His provisions. Wow. Next, another powerful truth we'll explore in Jeremiah pertains to the concept of evil. Jeremiah provides a clear definition of true evil. He explains how God aligns Himself with kingdoms, nations, and various groups, urging them to redirect their hearts and minds. Failure to heed this call results in imminent disaster for every nation. Jeremiah outlines a unique approach to achieving this transformation, and its relevance extends to us today, so we need to pay heed. Also, we will conclude our DDD sessions by examining an intriguing tells presented by Jeremiah. You're thinking, what's tells? What does that mean? Okay. When you play poker and you do something, you have a tell, something that tells people what your real behavior is. That metaphor highlights the actions and behaviors. And so as believers, our lives should exhibit tells or observable signs to both ourselves and others. We'll explore five specific indicators that stem from placing our trust in God. Oh, boy.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities and oy vey, so much more. We're asking you, what do you think? You can email us during the show, david@hemusincrease.org. Hold on. Yep, still working. david@hemusincrease.org. You can text us, 214-210-8483. Live during the show. Yeah, really. 214-210-8483. Or you can call us, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you make that call, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Oh, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
Dynamite! Talking to Dynamite D is like heading into the weekend. Thank you very much.
And let me stop you, Dave, real quick and say, you know, I don't know if the listeners always know this, but when we're doing these intros and stuff, you can tell of your studying of the word. I just want to tip my hat to you because I don't know if the listeners know, like, you're spending hours and hours studying to bring this material to us. So I got to say that.
I appreciate that. And it's for me, it's a blessing, though, so I get the double side. You know, the double-edged sword, I'm like getting a double-edged popsicle or something because I get both sides. Like it's like a popsicle that's got stuff in it. It's like, that's just great. And I do appreciate you saying that. So even to this effect, we just talked about it off the air, and I've got to pray about it. So I need you guys praying with me, okay? I need people to pray with me. So we're thinking, because it goes so fast in that first half hour. I mean, I could barely get out just the main points. Maybe we ought to not do a break in that first half hour. That's what we're going to pray about it. I don't know that that's the right thing to do yet. It's a biggie step, so we're just going to see, but maybe not. You know, maybe you just kind of, yeah. We'll just pray about it. You guys pray about it with me. Let's figure it out what's going on. And speaking of prayer, if you got a prayer request, we're here for that. Our goal is to encourage one another as we see the day of Christ, his return, getting closer and closer. And I don't know if you can kind of look out in the sky and figure it out, but guess what? It's a lot closer.
You can see it.
So it's a lot closer. The reason everybody's going through greater spiritual warfare is probably connected to that in some degree, I would suspect. Or if not that, then judgment on the nation. Something that's going on. There's something taking place. So in the meantime, right, let's strengthen each other, because it doesn't matter what you tell me. I don't care what planet you're from. I don't care what denomination you're from. I don't care what your background is. I don't care what your front ground. I don't care. More of God in your life, more of relationship with Jesus Christ in your life is, in fact, the best answer to everything. Health, money, relationship, peace, every single thing you can come up. Is that going to help me pay your mortgage? Yes. You hate that, right? Too bad. You spending and being more connected to God will absolutely help you. More than anything else, period. This is just period. I sent something to my son. We were talking about spiritual warfare the other day, and there's this whole portion in Revelation 19, which I'm still will debate when we do that. But anyway, so this whole portion, and the whole premise has to do with how you engage in spiritual warfare. And the best line from one of the best scholars ever, and it's just like, the answer to spiritual warfare is prayer. It's like, bing, wow. There you go. So you put on the armor, but the armor is useless if you're not doing the prayer part of it. You've got to do them together. It's so, and I love that that was, you know, spoken. That's just brilliant. Anyway, all right, so let me get out of that. Where are we? I'm just getting lost in all this stuff.
Let me stop. Dave, that okay. Revelation, not even that scripture, I think Revelation to me allows me to know, like, we're in spiritual warfare.
Oh, yeah.
Read that, it lets you know, dude, you have an adversary.
Yeah. No, and then the idea that, and this is, we'll get into it. I love premillennialism because it gives an urgency, and that's what people lack in all millennial or postmillennialism. But sometimes premillennialism goes, well, chapter 4 through 22 don't apply to us. Like, that's not true. That's just not right. So it's like, okay, so you got to find a better ground. Not that you ignore that, and not that it can't happen in the future. You just got to find a better ground. That's all we're saying. All right, so in saying all of that, Aunt Deb's like, we're just off
what
rails.
What a wacky Friday.
Right. Deb's saying maybe you should do a tiny break instead of the 3-minute break. So that's a good idea.
That's a good point.
So we got to – everybody's getting in on this. Okay. All right. Let's do trivia, because if I don't, people get really mad at me. And if you don't get this, I'll be really mad at you. What was the occupation of Joseph, the earthly father of the adopted Jesus? He was not a stepdad. He was a step-up dad. Remember that.
That's I like when you say that.
That's just a big, big difference. So what was his profession? Okay. And I'm not looking for, what do we got to do?
DNA.
Oh, yeah. So we're never getting to the teaching part. So let's do DNA. I have to do DNA. I mean, that's just nothing more important. I have all the things I teach you on a regular basis. This is probably the core at where we're at. DNA is the building blocks of what we are as people. And what we are as Christians, how we handle every day that's coming up. Because every day that's coming up, there's going to be even weirder stuff. You think this stuff's weird now? You wait 2 years from now if the Lord tarries, how weird it's going to get. Actually, I hope the Lord doesn't tarry. In fact, if he comes back before this segment's over, I'd be super happy. But anyhow, it's DNA. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
How often is that?
Daily.
How many days out of daily is daily?
Every day.
Thank you. It's just like, okay. And and I've said this multiple times, and I'll say it till I can't say it anymore. It's not that you have to do a specific amount of time. You don't have to pray a specific prayer. You can if you want, as long as you're not doing it formulation-wise where there's no life in it. So you can use a model. You can follow something. You can pray. Certainly you can pray the Lord's Prayer. Put some life into it. Be connected to it. Make it count, right? But you got to do it every day. And one of the more important things that I think is coming into some of my teaching is it's got to be separated. You can't mix that with that while the TV's on or while you're doing this or while you're doing. Now, I think driving, you got to keep your eyes on the road. But you can pray when you're driving. You can worship when you're driving. That doesn't mean you don't pay attention when you're driving. But I still think that this separated, in the closet, close it all off place is the best. So if you're looking to do it the best way, that's the best way. That's our D out of DNA, draw closer to the Lord daily. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And this is the war that we're going through right now. The war is simply this. People, and if you have a different take on how Scripture plays out in certain things, I have no problem with that. That's not a problem. The problem is you're not going to be able to say any of it because that's the plan. I was talking to my brother yesterday as I was driving home, and we were talking about, and just real briefly, you know, he mentions politics because I just, you know, very careful about some of it and very careful how I get into it. And I just told him, I said, it's not to shut down conservative voices. It's to shut down the Word of God.
And that's something we all have to remember.
You have to remember what the end goal is. There's an end goal in this war. Okay? We're just going to stand firm and not be ashamed of Jesus or his words like he told us to in Luke 9:26. And then A, always be ready
to serve.
Here we are, the manifestation of what Jesus wants us to do. In John 13, 34 and 35, love one another as I have loved you. Substantially more serious than love your neighbor as you love yourself, because you love yourself not even nearly as much as Jesus has loved us. And so in that truth, in that fact, in that reality, loving one another means that we care for one another, because Jesus came not to be served, but to serve. So we say that OPM, other people matter, because it gives us the opportunity to follow the example of Jesus Christ and serve other people the way Jesus wants to. That's a pretty good deep dive on the old DNA.
That ending was a lot there, Dave.
Wow. That's just, there's a lot and a lot. And a, okay. Okay, we did do the trivia questions. I'm going to give the answer. What was the occupation of Joseph, the early father who was a step-up dad for Jesus? And his occupation was?
Carpenter.
He was a carpenter. He was a carpenter. And people are like, well, is that what you, when they say my boss is a Jewish carpenter, how do you know he went into business? You haven't hung around Jewish people very long, have you? That's my only line. I would say that. I would only say, you don't really know how that goes, do you? Okay, that's right. We'll just move on, okay? All right. Okay. So, of course he was a carpenter. He probably didn't have a choice, just like everybody else didn't have a choice. We'll just move on and take our break here and then come back, and then we'll catch up on time. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
You get into the Word of God and something's going to happen that will blow your mind. Ready? The law of the Lord is perfect, Psalm 119:7 says, able to restore the soul. And I've been doing this for a long time, and in my 42 and a half years of devotions and in my diligent devotion time, I kind of separate that between the two. I cannot tell you, it must be thousands of times where my attitude has been, and then I've went into the Word of God, and I came out different. And it wasn't anything that I did as much as God speaking into me what he knows about his creation. And so I'm asking you, I'm pleading with you, even if you've been a Christian for 50 years, for 60 years, nay, for 70 years, like the Apostle John was on the island of Patmos, be in the Word of God. It is alive. And it will give life and impart life to you through God's Spirit. People come and they read the Word of God and they're like, well, I get nothing out of it. Well, they don't mix it with faith. And the Word of God, the promises of God, not mixed with faith, are useless. Because you have to be engaged with God and know He's going to speak. And people are like, well, that's a lot of requirement for me to get in there and read the Word of God. You want me actually to believe that God's going to speak to me? Yes, because He will. And if you don't, you won't hear Him. So when you open up that book, take 30 seconds, more than you ever have before, and say, just in this moment, just at this time, tune me in, Lord. Help me to hear what you have to say. Speak to me and let your word breathe life into me. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. We're getting ready for our next trivia question. As soon as I can find my trivia piece of paper, we can probably do the next trivia. They just don't know. See, it's a desk in here, right? So it's a big desk, right? It's not a small desk, right? It's pretty, you know.
Pretty nice size desk.
It's a nice size desk. And I have paper 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 papers here.
Looks like you got a stack of papers to your left.
Right. So on this, there's like this whole grouping. That's a whole. They're all over the place.
And they really are.
And when I flail away, sometimes I knock something over. One time I spilled the tea. It was bad.
I remember that.
It was bad. Okay, let's go. We asked this question. I can't take it back now because it's part of the structure of what we're doing. I've asked this question. You had an answer for it just 2 days ago. So this is a 2 days ago trivia question. Okay, so for those that don't know it or not sure, that's okay. This is a great time to learn. For those that know it but forgot in 2 days, you're getting to be like me. So stop that. But this important one, what was, a little bit different angle, what was Nehemiah's occupation? Remember that we asked that trivia question.
They should get that if they've been listening.
If people were listening, they would get that. Okay, so. I just want to point that out. That's, you know, somebody's going, yeah, it's a good idea. All right, so somebody's calling because that's probably a good idea. I mean, that is. I love these. You guys are so great. So Joanne and Cordelia are just awesome people that respond in such a hurry, and her, them and Al have this, they tie like all the time. It's so funny. They're just like, they all go after it. And then of late, and I'll give this credit to Ginny Johnson, has just been blazing. Okay, anyway. All right, so here we go. Somebody's ready to answer a trivia question. I figured that might be the case. Let's send him on through. Let's give him that opportunity. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is the Dominic the Donkeys fan.
That's funny.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. So it's Dominic the Donkey. I just think that's hilarious. All right, brother. Here we go. What was, and I know you'll know this, what was Nehemiah's occupation?
All right. I'm going to give you the educational answer.
Okay.
His occupation was the same, the person, the people, those who came to Joseph and they had a dream. One was a bread maker, the other was a cupbearer, so he was the cupbearer.
That is correct, Amanda! Excellent job. So I just think that's a really good one. And then I want to point out that Eric picked up on the very end of that thing where he said, remember I said there's three wines. I said there's Mogan David, there's Manischewitz, and then there's this wine. I don't like it. That's the other wine. Anyway, how you doing, bro? How are you?
Good. I'm just having a little headache. I mean, if I could use a prayer, so that would be great.
Okay, and you're having a little what?
Headache.
Oh, a headache. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything structurally or just lots of stuff going on?
Oh, I don't know. Since this morning, I don't know. Maybe I didn't have to get enough sleep or didn't have to sleep. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's pray for you. Okay. Is that all right? Yeah. Let's do it. Lord, I ask you to bless my brother. Samson's a great brother. He's consistent. He consistently is seeking you. He's trying to find out what those next steps are. There's a lot of pressure in there. There's a lot of times where I think he's trying to touch to you and trying to make sure he's doing exactly what you've designed him for. And that's the desire of his heart. That's how he thinks. That's how his spirit is. And so sometimes, Lord, that can, you know, create stress or different uncomfortablenesses. And just ask you to give him a relief from that. Just let him know you are perfect in the timing, and he's right there, and you're right there, and he hasn't missed because he presents himself to you daily. He hasn't missed a thing. Bless him in that. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Hey, can I share something?
Can you what?
Can I share something?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, as you were praying, it just reminded me, because from last few days, I've been feeling so rejected. It seems like the people that I consider friends, they are so fake and so shallow. And it was just hurting to think about those things.
It's painful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I try to be sincere and genuine and caring, but it seems like the other side is kind of a little shallow and fake, and it's just kind of hurtful.
You know, what's important about that is it's a true like evaluation. So there's two things. There's this merciful side that's got to come from us because they don't know better, or they should know better, but they don't know better kind of attitude. And then there's this other part of us that's got to lean into the Lord saying, you're the only one that is always faithful and true. And it's like you gotta, if you can't hang on to that, you're just going to have so much more disappointment, because there's already high levels of disappointment. You know what I mean? So hang in there, brother. We love you. You know that.
Well, you're truly a doctor, man.
I still don't have any patience.
Thank you so very much, Dr. David. Dr. Spoon.
Yeah, just call me not late for dinner. That's all.
Thank you.
All right, God bless you, bro.
Okay, God bless. Bye-bye.
All right, let's go into this. We got like a five-minute run here. I can do this. This is in Jeremiah 17:7. Okay, Jeremiah 17:7. Okay? So Jeremiah 17:7. It's not a complex word. It's going to be a short word. Should be not overly deep or anything, but I'm looking to pick up two very interesting things, very, very kind of apropos for what Samson was just sharing. So I think you'll find some connection if you've been listening. Jeremiah 17:7. The title of this is called In and Is. You know, I know I don't tell my titles all the time, but I do. Every DDD has a title. In and Is. And here's what it says. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence and indeed is the Lord. So this is a, you know, interesting translation, because it kind of makes you go, well, what's the big deal? First of all, blessed is happy. You don't have to, it's not brilliance, it's not anything. It's like, you're telling me that the Beatitudes, Jesus was like, when he said, blessed, he was saying happy, happy, happy. Yes, and I'll tell you why, and it will just cement your theology for the rest of your life, because Jesus knows the misery of humanity, and so his first big sermon is on, okay, don't have to be this way. It's just like, wait, what? The whole thing, blessed, blessed, blessed. Is it just happy, happy, happy? No, but it's a big part of it, right? So blessed, happy, joyful, cheerful, graced, you know, full of appreciation. Any of those things fit, but the difference is, in general, humanity operates so far away from that that everything we do is to try and fill that. So Jesus' first big sermon, his first big message, you know, Sermon on the Mount, bam, 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 bam. These are the things that'll get you there, right? So he says this in Jeremiah, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. So let's just break that down so that you really get that. And we've talked about this before and actually preached on this before. When we trust, we lean. I just want you to just think about that. You lean, okay? When you commit, you lift,
When you trust, you lean. And so this is leaning on the Lord. So what is that? What does that mean? What is that? What are you trying to say? Well, that means that the situation that you're in, your trust means that you have a confidence that the situation will be handled. You see, I know it's this simple. That's the problem. The problem that we have is we make things more complex. Yes. I mean, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, don't want you to be removed from the simplicity that's in Christ. It's like, uh-oh. So we make it overly complex. Look, trusting in the Lord is leaning on the Lord and trusting that the situation will be handled. Now, that's the trusting in, right? You got that? Okay, that's kind of a cool, nice, cool. Now watch this little, not just little flip. Ready? Blessed is man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence indeed is the Lord. Okay, so now is the Lord means that you're not just trusting for the situation to work out. You're doing that, but you're also trusting who is working out the situation. So in one hand, you're trusting for the situation, and then the other hand, you're trusting for the character of God. And so it's just like, oh, that's kind of cool. Yeah. I mean, it's not like, you know, I'm not trying to, but it's like what you're doing is you're believing, one, in the that the situation, because you're trusting in the Lord, the situation will be handled. You are leaning on the Lord. But then number two, you have confidence in the Lord and who he is, and that's trusting the greatness of God. And what you cannot afford to do, which the world does try and do, is chip away at the quality of God. That's what they do. And you're just going to have to go, uh-uh. Now, not just Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, but the life as a Christian under the name David Spoon, the life as a Christian under D. Anthony, the life as a Christian under Dead Wilhelm. It's all that process works that you look at it and go, no, he has always taken care of me. And never forget that there is a difference, we mentioned this just yesterday, between believing in God and just believing God. Believing in God is a positional place, okay? Aside from the demons and Satan and so on and so forth, because they obviously believe in God because they're aware of him. But believing God is this faith place that is active. So I have faith from the past, right? I need to have faith in the present and faith for the future. And in essence, by the way, faith for the future is, in fact, hope. But that's a whole separate issue. We'll get into that some other time. Just want you to pick up on that. Just think of this. You can trust God for the situation, and you can trust who he is in the situation. How nice is that? Thank you, Jesus, right?
I mean, that's nice.
How do you not love that? I love stuff like that. I'd like to hear 15 of those in a row. All right, folks, we'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the Internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad, that's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull-oney. There, that's better. CowPunchSites.com/dad.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
Hot topics. Pointing out inconsistencies is not disparaging. It's just the truth. Number two, our job as in church discipline is where you can't judge those that are outside the church. Number three, the people we were talking about were Christians anyway. Number four, you think this is bad? Wait, this just gets worse and worse, people. Regarding Paul's statement of speaking evil of leaders being inappropriate, the context is also critical and can be misapplied. Now, how many times did I tell you? Watch out for bad Bible brains.
The David Spoon Experience.
Sometimes
welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for our next trivia question. Now remember, this one's always a harder one. I try to tell people that on a regular basis so that they can catch that, okay? All right. Philip. We're not talking about screwdrivers. Philip was sent to speak to an Ethiopian eunuch who held what position in the court of Candace, Queen of Ethiopia? Now you do not have to answer perfectly, although Joanne and Cordelia did. You don't have to answer perfectly, but you have to get me into the ballpark. Okay, and then I'll give you the real specific answer. So there was a position that the Ethiopian had. This is in Acts chapter 6, or chapter 8, sorry. And his position, what was his position with the he was an Ethiopian eunuch, okay, which means that his life was fully dedicated to this one particular arena or he would be executed. So there's no, that's why they did that back then. It's like you're not going to be distracted. This is what you're going to take care of. That's what that was. It wasn't kind of sexual confusion like some idiotic, I'm just going to move on. I don't want to get into that. So here it is. So he's an Ethiopian eunuch, fully committed to his position. He worked for Candace, Queen of Ethiopia. What was his position? Acts chapter 8. Okay, give me as close as you can to that process, and that will be good enough. And we'll give you the specific. 972-445-0770. That'd be the number to call. 214-210-8483. That would be the number to text. And then david@hemusincrease.org would, in fact, be the email, which does work. I do want to give you guys an update on my personal life. I think that's rather important to do. I continually, Noelle needs prayer for her job. It was funny because we did our board meeting and then just listening to her talk about her job, it just made me think, yeah, we need prayer. So I'm just telling you that. Plus, I do want to give you an update on the car. Okay, so I want to go through this whole thing. So I do have a different car. Okay, so I want to make sure everybody, we do have a different car, number one. Number two, it is better than the old car. That wasn't that tough. I mean, that was easy. It's costing me about $30 more, but I'm also saving money in insurance. So it's like, yeah, it's pretty close to a wash. This car ought to last at least 3 to 4 years. This is kind of what it is. $30 more a month, but, you know, at least I'm not afraid.
It'll get you there and back in one.
It'll get me there and back.
Quietly.
Yeah.
So I'm just letting everybody know. So I want to thank everybody, and I'll give you the details on how the car came about later. But it's used. It has some miles on it, which is fine. I don't have any problem. That's not a problem. It works. It's a comfortable drive, and I'm happy about it. And I wanted to update people on that. Okay, and so I'll tell you about it later. But it's not as bad as it was. So when I'm driving down the road, it doesn't go like this. It doesn't go.
That was a quiet drive, I hope.
Now it's a quiet drive. Yeah, except this is like the first time I've had a car that actually works with a Bluetooth, because I've had like all these cars like in the last like, you know, 7 years or whatever.
Show off.
And none of them work with the Bluetooth. It was so weird. I even had a new phone one time. The guy goes, I don't know why it doesn't work. I just went, okay, never mind. I just stopped paying attention at that point. So I am letting people know about that. We'll do history. We'll get into the teaching. And but the question is straightforward. Just think about this. What was the position? Eric has given, instead of the actual job, he's given a geographical position. Anyway, it's different. I've never seen that before. Philip was sent to speak to the Ethiopian eunuch who held what position of the court of Candace, queen of Ethiopia? Your answer is in Acts chapter 8, 26 and 27. So we're going to skip the history. I was going to do it. We're going to skip that. I want to get into the teaching. I'm going to do a teaching from Pastor Ray. Okay? So this was what came in. So for those that don't know, and this will help you understand, Pastor Ray passed away January 4th, 2022. Pastor Ray was one of my better, closer friends. Just really appreciated him. Him and I couldn't be any more opposite in eschatology. That shows you that eschatology should never be an issue of fellowship, ever. He would do things for me that were encouraging. I would do things for him. In fact, if it wasn't for Ray, I wouldn't be on the radio in Texas. So it's just, I mean, that's who the Lord used, okay? So I want to read this thing that he did, and I think it's really good. It says, when your love and pain cross paths. Isn't that good? All right. So he starts, and this is all Pastor Ray. So if I speak in the first person, I'm doing that because Ray wrote it, okay? Here's from Isaiah 61 and from Luke 4. Just listen, you can verify if it's correct anytime you want. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, to comfort all who mourn, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. When Jesus stood in the synagogue in Nazareth and read Isaiah's word, he defined his ministry and mission: compassion for the poor, the brokenhearted, the imprisoned, the desperate, and the hurting. The promised land is that longed-for place God's children fought to possess, where ideally compassion reigns. After crossing the River Jordan, the Israelites entered the promised land. Then what? Crossing the Jordan and promised land are often euphemisms for dying and going to heaven. But what happened to the Israelites when they crossed the Jordan? Not peace and rest. They began a life of warfare, and claiming the promised territory took hardships. It was hardly paradise. Was it your promised land? Your promised land is where your love and your pain cross paths and stir your heart. Ooh. I wish I could write like that. Your promised land is where your love and pain cross paths and stir your heart. What draws your interest and rolls around in your mind because you can't forget it? What breaks your heart, makes you cry for joy and sorrow, and gives you a burden and longing for relief? What needs do you see in the world that you long to fulfill? What problems need to be solved? What can your time and talents bless others? How can your time and talents bless others in Jesus' name? Your promised land is your sphere of influence. It can be where you represent the kingdom of God without even realizing it. Here's what Ray wrote. What is your passion? Where do you work, go to school, or do business? What activities, hobbies, community, neighborhood, or church activities motivate you to demonstrate God's love? Are you involved in a company or an organization that helps people outside the umbrella of your church? I know some of you are out there serving, unrecognized, with little help. I want to encourage you and pray that you will be blessed. Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. God gave you the gift of life and specific gifts to be used for his kingdom. He has placed you in specific places and areas of influence for a purpose. Begin praying today to discover your promised land, your mission in life. The work of the Lord is not confined to the church. It is an ongoing, everyday work that needs to march out of the pews and into the world, armed with passion and purpose to take the love of God wherever he leads us. Wow! I'm so far away from writing like this ever. I just want to point that out to you guys just real quickly. Here it is in a nutshell, and this has been a saying from pastors from way back. It's probably 50, 60 years old. The meeting place, that's the church, is the making place, the discipleship process, for the marketplace, that's the world. The meeting place is the making place for the marketplace. Ministry is not on the short side of the pulpit. It's on the long side of the pulpit. And ministers in the church are designed to equip the people of God for ministry. You're the people of God. I think somebody had mentioned this to me. I'm not going to say it. And the brother knows I'm totally giving a plug in my heart. He knows what's going on here. But somebody said to me, I'm not really in ministry. And then he said, I get this guy. He calls me, contacts me, and then I pray for him all the time and so forth. I said, brother, I said, you are in ministry. That is your ministry. See, we don't see these things as the ministry of God, but they are. They're advancements to show the love of God. They're not confined to a small little place. Wherever you go, what do? You take your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Why? Because you take the gospel wherever you go. Whatever you do, it's about the kingdom. It's about furthering Jesus's kingdom, not making our own kingdom. And sometimes to get to the promised land, you got to do some fighting. And you got to get in there and do the warfare. But you do it with God, not without God, and you do it for the purpose of bringing his message in. Right? That's just so different. Be that kind of Christian. Everyone, I wish I could be that Christian all the time, but be that kind of Christian, okay? All right. Sorry, just had to go off on that because I read it this morning. I thought,
good stuff, though.
I know, I'm so far away from that. You guys think I'm kidding. It's like, oh, you do the show. This part's easy. It's when I leave that it becomes the challenge. I'm just telling you, that's how it goes for me. All right. Philip was sent to speak to the Ethiopian eunuch who held what position in the court of Candace, queen of Ethiopia? He was a treasurer. He was the money guy. I like what Howard said. He's a prime minister, kind of in a different way. This guy was in charge of the dough. You know why he's a eunuch? Because he's in charge of the dough. And one penny goes missing and he's going to lose a toe. That's why he's in charge of the dough. You get it? Okay. All right. We sure do teach weird, don't we? All right, we'll take our break and we'll be back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Can't stand the skill, can't stand. What is the David Spoon Experience?
For this is the kind of high priest we need. Holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners and exalted above the heavens. He doesn't need to offer sacrifices every day as high priests do, first for their own sins and then those of the people. He did this once for all when he offered himself. Now watch this. Oh boy, this is so unbelievable. Jesus is a unique kind of priest. He is your high priest. He is so unique. And you think, well, why? What is it that makes Jesus unique? And you already know, well, it's because he's, you know, born from the Holy Spirit and he's born from Mary. So he's fully man, fully God. And it's like, okay, I get that part. But there's something else that we miss quite often. And that is Jesus is undefiled, separated from sinners. And verse 27 says he doesn't need to offer sacrifices every day like the high priests do, first for their own sins. So let me explain this to you. When priests or petitioners or people are praying on your behalf, every human being has to deal with their own set of sins. It doesn't matter if it's the high priest of Israel. It doesn't matter if it's the high priest 1 year, 20 years later, 40 years later. There is something that takes place. It's the same dynamic that takes place when you spend time with the Lord and you come before the Lord and you thank him and you recognize the grace of God enables you to stand, because apart from that, the grace, apart from the mercy, apart from the love that comes from the Lord and the redeeming work from Jesus Christ that you receive by faith, that he gives by grace, apart from that, you're a mess. And so when you come before the Lord, you're like, Lord, you know, please forgive me. Please don't be mad. Please, you know, don't chasten me. David said it great. Don't chasten me in your hot displeasure. I don't want to get you irritated. Nah, 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 nah. You see, when Jesus comes and petitions for us, he doesn't have to go through that. He doesn't have to be centered on himself to be forgiven, because there's nothing for him to be forgiven. He's sinless. He doesn't need to offer sacrifices for what he's done or for any of the lacking that he would have if he was a regular human priest. So when Jesus comes on our behalf, there's nothing. Get this. Here it is. There's nothing distracting him in his life. He is only focused on our well-being.
If Jesus.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. And we're going to roll through this rather quickly because we don't really have a choice. Here's your trivia question. What was Paul's profession? What was Paul's profession? If you think you know, you can call 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website because I didn't do that before because I forgot. And the bottom line to that is on the website is prayer and praise report forms that you can put on there. We will pray for you. We'll do the best we can as well. On the website is a place to give, and we encourage you to give so we can expand the ministry. I could love to be able to tell you so you can support my jet. But
I thought you was about to say, well, you had your car. I thought you were about to say you had a jet outside.
Yeah, no, that's it. It's a jet. It's just missing wings and fuel and all those other things like that. So anyway, on the website is a place to give. We just give you Deuteronomy 15:10. Give generously to God and do not let your heart be grieved when you do. And because of this, that's what the passage says, because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything to which you put your hands. Great opportunity. We'd like you to give. If you can't give here, give other places. And if you can't give, please pray for us. Check out hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
I think that's what's in my dog Bert's mind. Because when he looks at us, you know how a dog looks at you and just blanks? That's what I think's going on in his brain. All right, somebody's ready to answer the trivia question. Let's send him on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Gary. You feeling any better today?
Well, Not really.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm waiting on God to move.
Yep. All right. Well, I mean, we're going to keep praying. We're not going to stop. So I'm going to answer the trivia question and pray over you. Have you answered a trivia question, and we'll pray over you again. And again, like I told you, and I'm serious about this, Gary, never hesitate because I pray for you. Please. I'm asking you as a favor. Never hesitate because I love praying over you. I can't wait till the Lord touches you and then go, ha-ha! You know what I'm saying? So I keep praying. All right, my brother. What was Paul's profession?
He was a tent maker.
That is correct, and I knew! He was a tent maker, and sometimes that worked out really good for him, sometimes not. But it was a secondary occupation, but that was not the only primary of his resources, which is fairly obvious. But that is how he met, I think, Aquila and Priscilla, I think, is were also tent makers, if I remember right. So that's just flashing through my brain, so I'm pretty sure that's right. So the idea is that the guy did have another talent. He did tent making, although I'm not big on tents, so I'm not sure what to do with that. But I appreciate it. Let me pray over you, brother, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's do it. Father, we come before you and lift up our dear brother, Gary. I pray for him every day. And, Lord, we pray for him on the show as much as we can. And we're not going to stop because we want you to touch his body physically through the power of the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. We want that same Holy Spirit to touch his physical body and he would find healing in the name of Jesus because, Lord, we're not going to do it. He's not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. We're not going to do it. But you can do it. And there's nothing you can't do. And you are not just a God who comforts, but you are the Lord God, Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals. We're asking you to heal him in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. I'm gonna keep praying for all of you.
Thank you, brother. And we're not going to stop praying for you. Nobody in this audience is going to stop praying for you. Okay?
And God bless you.
You too, bro. Bye-bye. All right. We don't really have time for history. So we're going to have to skip history. So, all right, I know all of you are really upset. Okay, I know you're lying. It's like saying, turn to the book of Hezekiah, and people start flipping. You know, it's like, hey, that's not there. Okay. Jeremiah 17:7-8 says this, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence indeed is in the Lord. He will be like a tree planted by water." This is Jeremiah 17:7-8. "He will be like a tree planted by water. It sends its roots out toward the stream. It doesn't fear when heat comes, and its foliage remains green. It will not worry in a year of drought or cease producing fruit." Now, it's just like so cool. So I told you, you play poker, you play anything, there's tells, okay? That's not just true, by the way, in poker. It's just that poker is very face-to-face kind of thing. So in sports, there's tells. In all these kind of things. In relationships, there's tells. There's a lot of communication that takes place with people that's nonverbal. Now, I know they say it's 92% is nonverbal and 8% is verbal, but that's just stupid. So just don't – whenever they say that, remember, it's not statistics that's lie. It's just people that use statistics. Just like, okay, whatever. Here's the reality, though. There are tells. There are communications. Our body does have a lot of language going on with it, okay? And here's what this says. The person who trusts God, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is indeed like the Lord. He will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. What does that mean? It means that one of the tells is it sends its roots out towards the stream. It doesn't fear when the heat comes. Its foliage remains green. It will not worry in a year of drought or ceasing to produce fruit. So there's five things there. The tree, that's you. You're like the tree. The five tells are this. The roots are growing. You're not just growing up. You're growing down. You're growing deeper. That's what roots are. You know that, right? Roots go down. They reach down. So the roots, it sends roots out towards the stream. So the roots are growing. So you're growing underneath. The second thing is, it doesn't fear when heat comes. Here's another tell that you are trusting the Lord. You're not afraid because the Lord is there. He's with us. We don't have to be afraid. This is all referencing a person who trusts in the Lord. Listen to this line. I love this. Its foliage remains green. What is that? It's green. It stays alive. Your walk, your engagement with God should be full of life. You should be alive. Listen to this next thing that it says of the tree. It will not worry in a year of drought. Doesn't worry. And then what? It never ceases producing fruit. It just doesn't stop, you know? And so these are five tells of a God truster, a person who trusts in God. The roots are growing. There isn't any fear. He stays green, stays alive, doesn't worry, and produces fruit. These are all things that we could and should have in us, because these are evidences that we trust the Lord. We're growing in the roots. We're growing downward as well as upward. We don't walk in fear. We are alive, and we have an active relationship in faith. We don't exist in worry every 5 seconds, and we produce fruit for the kingdom of God. Five tells that demonstrate you trust God, not just for others, but for you to see as well. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Going to take a 70 and a half hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.